Adam, nice to have a break. How's the body feeling this far into the season?
Yeah, I'm pretty sore naturally. I think I've played 12 games so far, so it's unexpected to feel like this, but you know, we've got the bye now, so yeah, looking forward to putting the feet up and getting ready for that second half of the year.
And nice to get home and see family and friends, I guess, for the weekend?
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice to go home, you know, being around family and friends, but I seem to be back there every 2 weeks with, you know, playing Melbourne teams, so yeah, but it's always nice.
How's it with the feeling within the group at the moment? Two good wins in a row. It seems like there's a little bit of momentum building after a little bit of a flat spot there for a bit.
Yeah, we had a couple tough games, but you know, we just always go back to the basics, what we base our, you know, team around. So they've both come out in the last 2 weeks, and yeah, we're very happy with our performances, but not satisfied. We want to bring that every week, and yeah, we're just eyes on to next week. So Brisbane, expecting a tough challenge, like always. So yeah, we're just aiming to bring our best every week.
Is it nice to have a break now and just get a bit of perspective? Because obviously, first year player, it's a lot happening within a short space of time. Do you like getting that bit of perspective, getting away for a week or so and heading back home?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love footy, but it's always good to have a little break. It's, you know, 4 days or so. But yeah, just to, you know, see friends and family I haven't seen in a while. But yeah, it's definitely, it's good. Good for the body, good for the mind. So yeah.
And a couple of games ago against Adelaide, it was probably your best game playing for Freo. I think you almost broke the internet. Freo supporters going on about how well you had played, and there was a lot of a lot of players and experts saying, you know, that you were probably, you know, one of the better players coming through this year. Do you listen to any of that? Does any of that come on board, or do you try and stay focused?
It's hard to ignore. It's always there, in the back of your mind, but you know, you can't read too much into that stuff. You're more focused on, you know, what your coaches are telling you, what your leaders are telling you at the club. I like to stay humble, not get too worked up about that stuff, and just, yeah, control what I can control.
I think Dennis compared you to Chris Judd early in his career, and I think you're the second youngest ever to get all the coaches' votes in a game as well, so that's quite significant. Behind, I think, Coniglio was the other one who did it. So how do you handle that hype as a young player? Because that's a lot of hype to deal with.
Yeah, I reckon the Chris Judd reference is probably more because my shoulders are both strapped, but nah, he's a great player, and I've probably got a fair while to get to his level, but yeah, it's a nice thing to hear about yourself, but those accolades and coaches' votes and that type of stuff, we don't play for that stuff. As long as we're winning, I'm happy, but yeah, I don't go into games having that stuff in front of my mind.
How do you rate, though, your first part of your career, and what's the move to halfback then like for you that seemed to spark you in that game in the Saturday?
Yeah, I've been pretty happy with it. I've played all three positions this year. Ross has given me plenty of opportunity, both forward, back, midfield and our back line. So yeah, basically it's been a year of learning and growth. You know, the leaders down there, Joel Hamlin, Nathan Wilson, Stephen Hill, they've been massive help, helping me adjust to the back line. I'm really enjoying it down there. So looking forward to hopefully playing the rest of the season down there.
So you'd like to settle in back there for the back half?
Yeah, it would be nice, but you know, I'm happy to play anywhere, wherever I'm needed to play my role. So wherever that may be, I'll be wrapped.
I was going to say, there's so much interest in footy these days, and it seems quite strange that a player like you, who are only 6 months into a two-year deal, people are already starting to talk about contracts and whether you want to stay at Freo. How do you go with all that? How do you feel about, one, the attention on yourself, and two, I guess, from, you know, Freo supporters sort of wanting to know whether you're happy here, whether you want to continue here, whether you want to play here your whole career, all those sorts of things. What's where you're at? Where's your mind at with regards to all that kind of stuff?
At the moment, I'm just focusing week to week. You know, that stuff, I'll sit down at the end of the year once the games are done and talk about that. And, you know, I'm loving my time in Perth, loving my time at Freo, really enjoying football. So that's something I'll more look to end of the year to deal with. But yeah, at the moment, just looking to focus on footy. I made that commitment at the start of the year.
Yeah. Going back to conversations with Ross, has he indicated that you'll play behind the footy for the rest of the season, for the most part?
No real indication, but he's played me there the last 2 weeks and the team's been going all right. I've been going all right, so I expect I'll stay there. But, you know, if I'm going from the past, you know, it's changed me around a fair few places this season. So wouldn't be surprised if I move somewhere else again, but yeah, I'm enjoying back there at the moment.
How much confidence does the weekend's win give you young fellas in particular?
Yeah, massive. Last two wins have been huge for us. We're going to continue that for the rest of the season, that type of footy we're playing with big effort and lots of pressure. So, yeah, it gives us confidence naturally, but you know, we like to have confidence in any game we're going into.
Does it make it any different that it was in Melbourne and under Eddie Had Truth against Carlton, or is it just the same as, say, defeating the Crows the week before?
Yeah, no difference. At the end of the day, it's just a footy field, four goalposts either end. So no matter where we're playing, we expect us to give the same amount of effort and performance.
You and Andy Brayshaw talking all about the Rising Star nomination. You've probably both been a little bit stiff the last 2 weeks.
It's been mentioned, but we don't go into games thinking we don't play for the Rising Star. We don't, you know, we're not just playing for nomination. We're playing to win. So the last 2 weeks actually we've had a win. So we're more than happy just to take that.
But I guess it's always looked at as a sign of the youth coming through. But so it's nice to have so many players being talked about in that light. I think it hasn't been since 2003 that Freo have had three in the 1 year. So you've got a chance of doing that this year.
Yeah, definitely with Coxie. His performance 2 weeks ago was outstanding and well deserved that. And yeah, there's still plenty more games to play, so there could be more, there might not be, but yeah, it's not in our control. We'll have to wait and see.
Is there someone at the club that's sort of taken you under their wing, like a senior player that you sort of, I know Andy was saying, Lockie Neal's the guy that he's sort of learning a lot. Is there someone that you're sort of trying to sort of sponge off, I guess?
Probably quite a bit from Alex Pearce. I lived with him for 2 weeks pre-Christmas, and even now I'm at his house once a week for dinners. You know, he's an elite performer, both on and off field. You know, the way he prepares for trainings and games and what he does after games and recovery, you know, teaches that to me, and I'm trying to absorb as much of it as I can. So he's definitely one that comes to mind as being a massive help in the start of my career.